It's Nakuda, our sugya. There's lots of different girsois issues that exist here, which lends itself to the suggestion that perhaps there's taka, like there was some sort of issue with the transmission of this Gemara, of this Mishnah, all different girsa issues which we're going to run into over here in the Gemara. The Gemara starts Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav and Avdalad Amar Rav right before the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Chavis Malei Amayim, Shenaf Leyam Agadol. Hatoivel Sham, Lo Olsa, Loi Tfila. Chayshin and Lishloi Shalugim, Shalohoye B'makom Echad. So there's many different gears over here and what's going on. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Chavis Malei Amayim. There's some that are Goros Chavis Malei Yayin. Toisvis and others Goros that it's Yayin. Rashi's Goros Mayim. Some are not gores shloisha lugim, some are gores shloisha lugim over here. And the Gemara says, Chayshinon shloisha lugim shloyev makam echad. Some people gores ef shloisha lugim. There's a bunch of girsa issues going on here. Okay, so what's happening? There's a chavis mleiam shenaf liam agadol. Atoivol sham lo also lo tefila. So the ritva, my friend, says that what is the case? Let's figure out the case. It's not, says the Ritva, that there's a chavis and he's actually being toival in the chavis. He's not going into the barrel. Doesn't mean that. It means that the contents of the barrel spilled out into the Yamagodol. Chavis mlei amayim shenaf liyamagodol hatoival sham. It doesn't say hatoival ba. What would be hatoival ba mean? In it, in the barrel. Atoivol sham means in the place where the water fell out of the barrel. But what is he being toivol in? In the Yamagoro. It's just now there's this water is now in the Yamagoro. So atoivol sham loy also loy tvila. Why? Chayshin and l'shloy shalugim shloy b'makom echad. Says the Gemara v'davkel Yamagoro l'koy v'kayma. The only time you have that chash that the water is staying in one place is Yamagoro l'koy v'kayma. The Yamagoro stays in the same place. Now, the Aval Nahara Be'almaloi. What's the difference between a Yamagoro and a Nahara Be'alma?
Nahara is constantly flowing.
A Nahara is constantly flowing. There's a current. In the Yamagoro, there's no current. What's the Yamagoro?
The
Mediterranean. Now, there are waves in the Mediterranean, but it's not a current. It's waves. So things relatively stay in the same area. As opposed to a Nahar, it is going to quickly move away.
Nahar is a river.
A river. A river. I guess the difference is between a river and an ocean or a sea. Or particularly the mentioner is Naragadol. It might be it's particularly this type of, or maybe it's Dafka, this sea, as opposed to, well, sea. What? Right, but it could be because of the salt content. That's what we're going to see the Rishayim are speaking about. But over here, the Gemara seems to say is the sea doesn't move that much. Sure, there's waves, but there's no current.
What about when you go further out to sea, like the waves that go 50 feet tall? Like
I think that the further out to sea, there's high waves further out to sea.
It's lower.
It's lower out that there's waves. The further out in the sea, there's no waves, I think. What? So you go 300 feet out, there's no waves. The waves are all because of the shore. That's where the waves come from. The waves come from the shore. But okay, Akitzer, that's what the Gemara is saying. We're talking about in Naragoro, in a situation where there isn't that much movement. He's obviously not talking about right by the shore, because by the shore there's waves. He's obviously talking about further out where there's not much waves. Okay. Zokt Rashi. Toivol sham ba'oisai makom. In that place. What does it mean, oisai makom? The place that?
Ba'o fell.
Also latfila, shema kol ha'mayim shoye b'chavis oimdim b'yachad. Maybe all the water from the chavis is staying in the same place. Well, it's not inside the barrel, because if it was in the barrel, it's for sure in the same place. Rashi says, shema kol ha'mayim shoye b'chavis that were in the chavis, that are no longer in the chavis, stay in the same place. V'shema ba'zeh roi shevaruba b'mayim sh'uvim. Interesting Rashi. Rashi says over here that what's the problem of that he was toivol in this mayim shu'uvim over here? problem is the echem and hapoislim es truma. What Rashi makes it sound like is these are one of the things that passels for truma. This is a reference to something that it says in Meseches Zavim. It says in the end of Meseches Zavim the following thing. If a person himself, he submerges himself in Mayim She'uvim, he becomes pasul for truma. What does that mean? Even if before he went into the water, he was what? 100% tar. Now that he submerged himself in Mayim She'uvim, he becomes Tameh. So do we have to be talking about a person who was previously Tameh? No, this is one of the things. That's the way Rashi is learning over here. That's the problem of him being Tovel in the Mayim Sheuvim. We're going to get to that. This is what Rashi seems to say over here. Okay. So what's the pshat? L'chayra, Rashi is doing the following thing. We have a question over here, a major kasha. What happens? We saw the ritva yesterday, Sunday. The ritva says, what happens if you have a full mikveh and you add mayim she'uvim to the mikveh? Nothing. The mikveh is still kosher. We said, if you start with mayim she'uvim and you add mikveh water afterwards, it stays pasul. If you start with mikveh water, that's a full shear, and you add afterwards mayim she'uvim, it stays kosher. The discussion was if you're half and half. But in the Yama Gadol, so you're starting with probably the biggest mikveh in the world, and you're adding a little bit of mayim she'uvim, what should be? It should be batel, it should be kosher. Not batel, whatever, we'll see what that din is exactly. But the chayr, it should be kosher. Says the ritva, einachanami. That's why Rashi doesn't say it's batel because of the mayim she'uvim. Because mitzad the mayim she'uvim and your mikvah's kosher. So a person who's toivel there, what's he going to become? He's going to go from tameh to tar. But you've got a different problem, says Rashi. Because lamaisa, you submerged yourself into mayim she'uvim, and what happens with you? You submerge yourself in mayim she'uvim, you become tame. We're gonna have to get to that. We're gonna have to get to
only if it's not mixed.
Only if it's not mixed. Right. Yeah, right. That's what's gonna the chayra. It's gonna come out. We'll see. The chayra. That's what's gonna have to come out. But that's what we're saying over here. We're saying over here that the vort is avada mitzad the mikvah, the hechsher and the mikvah. The mikvah's kosher. Why? Because you had a kosher mikvah and you added mayim shuvim. What's the problem? Elamai, we got a different problem. The fact is you submerged yourself in mayim shuvim. Now you're tummy. The chayra. That's what's gonna come out according to Rashi. The problem is, as the Ritva, I don't understand. Listen. Mitzad the Hilchos Mikveh, it's kosher. Why is it kosher?
What's kosher? 40 saw.
Because you have 40 saw, you put the water in. Why is it kosher? Why you have Mayim Shuvim? The answer must be that once, what? Go ahead. It's batel or it somehow, something happened. We're going to use the term Hashaka, which is once you attach this water to the water of a May mikvah, and now it becomes kosher. It's a kosher mikvah now. If it's a kosher mikvah now, what does that mean? This water is no longer status of Mayim Shuvim. Now that it lost the status of Mayim Shuvim, so now how could you tell me I'm Tovel there? I'm going to become Tameh. Insofar as we're saying that if he was Tameh, he becomes Tar. Why? Because this is now kosher mikvah. So how can you tell me I submerge myself in this water? It's called I'm submerging myself in mayim shuvim. Yeah.
So he's saying it must be that the mayim shuvim does not affect the fact that this apostle just makes the tumet. The mayim shuvim is still there, he's saying.
But how could that be? If you're telling me that you're allowed to be tovel in it.
Yeah.
What? So Lagabi Yurches has to be that's still there. What's the pshat in that? How does that work? So some achronim want to say in a chanami, it's not mayim shuvim, but it's still going to be. Yurches means it was once shuvim. It's no longer shuvim, it was once shuvim. This special din of that you're tameh because you submerge yourself in mayim shuvim doesn't have to be presently mayim shuvim. It has to have once been mayim shuvim. That's about a very big chiddush. Comes Reb Shmuel and says a little different. Says Reb Shmuel, a very gishmakish tikkul Torah. He says, what happens? You have mayim that's real mikveh water. We call it mayim chayim. rainwater, natural water, and you have also Maim Shuvim. How is the Maim Shuvim becoming part of your mikvah? How is it working? It's not really because of batel. We're using a concept called Hashaka. What does Hashaka mean?
Touching.
They're touching. Now, when two things are connected, I can clear a Chakira. What's the pshat? Two things are connected. Is the pshat, when they're connected, they become the same? They're connected, they become the same? Or is the pshat, when they're connected, so the din of one is going to now ki'ilu be drawn after the din of the other? It's like a piggyback. And it goes together with it. Is the pshat, they now became one in the same? Or the pshat is, they don't become one in the same. But when I am touching Mayim Chaim, I get the din of Mayim Chaim.
Why would it be you get the din of Mayim Chaim, not the din of...
We'll see in a second.
Yeah, we'll get... Okay. You can also prove from the last study that they become one, because we said you have wine on one side and 40 saw on the other side. 40 saw is considered like the wine.
Huh? What was that?
Last video we saw that if you have wine and 40 saw totally separate, but like they're the same, but you could tell there's a difference. One looks like water, one looks like wine.
What?
You're talking about the middle Mishnah, the one that we spoke about, me and you?
No. Even if it's not middle, even if it's half and half.
The middle Mishnah, the Mishnah in the middle, we didn't quote that Mishnah, the one that we saw together, me and you?
No, from last
week. Where in last video? You mean the Mishnah over there? It's a different thing. We'll talk about that later.
The
Tutsdanim are as follows. When two things come together, when you have Mayim Chaim, real water, and you have Mayim Shuvim, and now they're touching, and now you're saying you can be Tovel and everything, is the Pshat that now all you have is regular Mikvah water, that they became one, and they becomes Mikvah water, anything you pour into the Mikvah becomes Mikvah water, or Avada, it doesn't become Mikvah water, but it gets the din. It gets that din.
Right? That it separates. If you put it before, and then it separates, it doesn't mix together. Rifa says if you have Mayim Shuvim first, then you add regular rainwater to it, and rainwater falls in, and it doesn't connect and make it, it makes it.
No, because over there, matters which one comes first. Matters which one comes first. Is the pshat when you're connected now, it's like you got that din or not? I'll give you an example. There's a club, and only members are allowed to go into the club or a lounge or something like that. But the din is every member is allowed to bring one guest. So is the pshat, the guest now is considered to be, as long as he's with him, he became a member for as long as he's with him, or he's just a tag along. What would be a nafka mina, perhaps? What happens if the member leaves the lounge or the club? Can you throw out the other guy also? It's like, what are you doing here? So what do you mean, I came in with him? Yeah, but he's not here anymore. What would be the din in the following case? What would be the din if you had over here Mayim She'uvim together with your mikvah water? And now you no longer have Mem Saw of the mikvah water. It's gone. Mayim She'uvim came afterwards. Good question. How do you know that? It's a good question. But they're trying to speak about such a case. What?
And
the mikvah water, yeah, the mikvah water leaves.
Every time they
have
the other water, they filter
mikvah water. The water mixes in with other water.
Yeah, somebody took a bunch of the water out, and it happened to be the 40.
Yeah, but you can't pick and choose when you pour the mayim.
Let's assume we have that case. It doesn't mix instantly. If you color water, you'll see that it takes time for it to mix. Some of it mixes, part of it mixes, a kind of mixes. You're talking about large bodies of water. Let's say the 40 saw of the water is gone. Says the Ravid. The Ravid says that the mikvah is no longer kosher. I got more than 40 saw here.
We do that now.
Yeah, but a lot of it, first of all, I'm not sure if we do that.
We just have a little hole that touches the real mikvah with the Mayim Shuvim.
Yeah.
It's not always touching. We close up the hole.
Yeah.
No, that's
so, a lot of people during the tefillah, yeah, they make sure it's open.
Yeah. So we'll have to. Yeah, but the question is, we're going to do another thing, which is what he's talking about. So says the Ravid. A lot of Rishonim argue on the Ravid. But says the Ravid, if you no longer have Memsa of mikvah water, the mikvah's tameh. Now I don't understand. You did Ashaka, so now what? The whole thing became tahar, right? The whole thing's good mikvah water now. Can we talk about the whole thing? So how are you telling me now that now I don't have 40 of the original water, then now it's no good? Why is it not good? Because it's Mayim Shuvim, but it's not Shuvim anymore. What do you see from the Ravid? Even it's a piggyback, even though I'm going to allow you to now use the Mayim Shuvim, but it's not because now it became regular good water. It's just you're allowed to use it as long as it's connected with the 40. If it's not connected with the 40, it's no good. Another Machloikis Rishayim. This Machloikis is brought down. The Shaila is as follows. Machloikis the Rush and Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the Imrei Moshe, brings this Machloikis. What happens if you do Hashaka and then you stop the Hashaka? That's what Yudi was talking about. They're touching, and it's very possible. Avi, it's very simple.
Yeah, that's what we do now.
It's very simple. You have two different boiras, you have two different pits. One of them is rainwater, and then you have the two of them touch, and then they untouch. The waters didn't, automatically mix totally. Is that going to be good? This is a machlekes rishayim. We're going to have to see exactly what we do nowadays.
As much water as you want.
So piggyback.
If you put 400 so. It's not going to mix right away?
It's not. Okay. So what about a case where it doesn't? You're saying, in that case, they all mix. What happens if you have 40 saw and then next to it you have 5 saw? Or you have 100 saw, next to you have 40 saw. So they're not mixing. They're just touching. There's a pipe touching them. This is the Machloikis Rishayim. Machloikis Rishayim is, once you did the Hashaka, is it now like, boom, both waters are 100% fine? Or it's only as long as the Hashaka exists, you take the Hashaka away, then the Mayim Shuvim becomes Tum. Now, how did it become Tum? What's wrong with the Mayim Shuvim? The answer is because it was always Mayim Shuvim. Even during the Hashaka, even when they were touching, it was Mayim Shuvim. It's just that we are allowing you to use the Mayim Shuvim because the member is allowed to bring one guest. What's the guest? Mayim Shuvim. But if they're no longer connected, then the guest gets kicked out. To Machlok is the Rush and Rabbeinu Yerucham. Yes. Oh, again, if what happens? If it stops? Yeah. Then you could do a shaka to another one. You do a shaka. Sure, it's not Mayim Shuvim. It lost its din. This is now not because it mixed necessarily, but because it lost its din. You touch, it's like it's contagious. This now becomes good water. It no longer has a din of Mayim Shuvim, and now you can pass it on to the next and pass it on to. I hear kasha. There's like a chol arayukicher v'rukachol. If you can be, yeah.
We're not going on the tummy.
So we're saying that. So what we're coming out is as follows. Rashi holds that even though klape, if you want to be toivel in this water, can you be toivel in this Mayim Shuvim? If it's touching regular rainwater? Yes. But is it still called Mayim Shuvim? They still have the classified as Mayim Shuvim? Yes. So therefore, what's going to happen? You submerge yourself in Mayim Shuvim. You're going to come out. Tame.
Even if you're tar when you go in.
Even if you're tar when you go in, you're going to come out tar. Tame. Even if you're tar when you go in, you're going to come out tummy. Oh, so the Shaila is, the Ramban is the question. So what does the Gemara say? Let's read the Lashon of the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Marab. Chavis Mleya Maim Shanaf Liyam Agad Al Tev Hashem Loi Olso Loi Tvila. What does Loi Olso Loi Tvila mean?
Not a Tvila.
The Tvila doesn't help. What do you mean the Tvila doesn't help? The Tvila helped. It just made that, now you can't eat Truma.
Comes in, but you're still coming out of
my Shuvim. So it will come out according to what we're saying in Rashi. That could be that you're still going to possibly this special
a mikvah
that has that much Mayim Shuvim. Yes, we don't have that problem because we don't eat Truma. It's not relevant today. But in Echanami, according to Rashi, our mikvahs are going to have to look a lot different. You don't have to worry about it. No one's eating Truma. It's Xerimit Rabbanon. It's not like you're walking around with like some sort of Tumah. You know what I mean? It's But in a chanami, yeah, that's what it seems like. Rabbi Kamenetsky, Elisha, seems like it. If you submerge yourself roisha v'rubai in mayim shuvim in a chanami, a lot of mikvahs that way. That's what it seems like, according to Rashi. But we have another problem. What does it mean loy also loy tvila? What does it mean loy also loy tvila? So, to explain part of the Ramban's kash is as follows. A person went in Tameh. A person went in Tame, and he came out, according to our Pshat and Rashi, what's he going to come out? Well, let's explain to... He went in Tame, let's say he's Tame Mace. So he went in very Tame. What did he come out? He's very, very not Tame and a little Tame. So he is a little bit Tame still, right? Oh, well, hold on. So he is coming out. He's coming out very tahar, with perhaps even a new tumah. So perhaps we could suggest as follows: la'osaloi tumah means that la'osaloi tefila means that binegeya to truma, he never became tahar because he's going to come out tame. The mice is coming out Tame, right? In a Hanami, he went in and he was Tahar. But now he's going to come out and he's going to be... The shahada is that you're getting a new Tumah that's coming... Avada, you were Tavil, so you're Tame, you're Tahar, but there's a problem because you got a new Tumah. So, Lo'oslo Tvila sounds like it's even...
Tvila was good for the Truma, just after the...
Good, right. So it depends as follows. It depends also what the case
once
is.
Once you finish a Tvila and you went to the water, the Mayim Shuvim, then you became...
So it also depends on the case.
I don't know, that's back to the question.
That's the question. So, it also depends on what the case is. The Ritva understands that when he was Tavil, was he always only in the Mayim Shuvim? What happened? He got into the Amagadol. Was his whole time only in the Mayim Shuvim? The Ritva understands he was in the Mayim Shuvim, and on his way out, I mean, he was in the regular water. On his way out, he went out through the Mayim Shuvim. That's what he's understanding in Rashi. So when he was down in the bottom, was he totally Tahar? Now he's going up, and now he's going to become Tameh with Truma. Right? That's what the Ritva understands. It makes you tummy. Right. Makes you tummy. That's the Ritz's own shot. I don't think it's Rashi. We'll have to see. But first of all, as far as that's concerned, it's not clear when a person becomes Tahar. When does a person become Tahar? When he goes to the mikvah. When do you become Tahar? What would you say? When he goes in the water or when he comes up? If he comes tar when he goes in, so then if I would go underneath the Mayim She'uvim, I would be tar down there. And when I come up, then I'm getting a new tumah. But if the tumah, if I only become tar when I go out, I was never tar. I went out with the tumah. But it's still a new tumah. It's not, you're right, I never had a moment even when I was tar. But Lemaisa, we're saying this is a new tumah. So what does it mean? Loy also loy tvila. There's another kasha. This kasha is even stronger. And I mean, there would be an afkamin if you went in tar to start with. We'd have to go in tame. You'd become out tame, right? But if that would be a lashon of loy also loy tvila, that would make you tame. Lashon of loy also tvila sounds like it didn't help. There's another kasha. The Gemara later on says that I would, maybe the only reason why you come out Tameh is because Ukminan Gavra Chazaka, which means Chazaka is the last thing we knew about this person before this whole thing happened. The last definite thing, what was the last definite thing that we knew about him? Was he Tahar or Tameh? The Gemara says he was Tameh. He went in Tameh. So there was a Cheskas Tuma. According to the way we're learning in Rashi, was he Vadai Toivel? Yes. As far as tefillah is concerned about it, the shaila was maybe he also became tameh with Mayim Shuvim. So what's that a question of if there's a new tumah? So that's cheskas tara, not cheskas tumah. The Gemara says cheskas tumah, even if you want to say that there was never a moment when he was tahar. But this one thing's for sure is he was vadai toivel. So we know for sure that this person, the last thing we knew about him is his status was supposed to be tahar. So why is that Cheskas Tumah? Comes the Birkas Avram and he says a Maradik Azach. The Birkas Avram says a Yisoid, which is Yisoid, which is Yadua B'Shem Reb Chaim Brisker. She says the following thing. What does it mean, Toivel B'Sheretz B'Yadai? There's a concept called a person who's Toivel B'Sheretz B'Yadai. Person, where do we use it? Chazal used that description for a person that he does without a ziva sachet. He's toivel v'sheretz biyadai. Klet Reb Chaim, what does that mean? Does that mean that you become tahar and you become tamei immediately a second later? Or the tahar doesn't work. You can't be matar yourself while you're still connected to the tumah. It doesn't work. So there was never a tahara here. Toivel v'sheretz biyadai is the pshat, there's no tvila v'chlal. Person's doing tshuva and still doing the aveira. That's not tshuva. So says the Birkas Avram, the pshat over here is, if you're a toivel in the mayim shuvim, so it's not the pshat, there's a new tuma. Loy also loy tvila, klape truma. Your tvila that was never matar you. You were never tar. Klape truma, there is no tara. It's not the pshat, you were tar and we gave you a new tuma. Enoch anami, if a person touches a sheretz, what happens? He becomes Tomei. What about a person who's Tomei and is Toivel with the sheretz in his hand? Is it the pshat that now he's becoming Tomei through the sheretz? Or the pshat is the Tvila never helped him? So over here, you're being Toivel in Mayim Shuvim. So Klape Truma, you were never Toivel. Klape Truma, the also Tvila.
It's a different type of Tomei than
Tomei
than
sheretz.
It's a lower
level. Enochanami. It's a lower level Tuma. But what we're saying is, Pshat Rashi is that means that concerning this level of Tuma, this degree of Tuma, you were never Toivel. Person who's Toivel in Mayim Shuvim is the Pshat, then Klapei that, there's no Tvila. That's what the Gemara means, Loi also Loi Tvila. It's a Suffolk. Suffolk. Suffolk is all suffolk, but the suffolk is that.
Depending on whether you hold your table when you go up the water or in,
right?
Maybe he was actually.
Oh, so you have to say it's on the way out. You become tar on the way out, and
if he wasn't tummy from truma beforehand, so then how is it considered not a tefillah at all?
What'd you say? What?
How does this help us? If he was not tummy before from truma, and now he became tummy.
No, he was tummy. Any person's tummy is tummy for truma also. Yeah, yeah. All that tumma is all there. It's just a question of...
So all of it got taken off.
All of it got
taken off. Was put back on.
That's what we're saying. Right. We thought tumma is being put back on through Mayim Shuvim. We thought all my tumma is coming off. I'm getting a new tumma for truma, or it's coming back through the Mayim Shuvim. What we're saying now is that for klape truma, the tefillah never works.
We're saying that he's still being...
That's what we're here for. That's what we're here for.
That's sure the tefillah happens when you come out of the water because the tefillah never got off.
Yeah, that's what it seems to be. Right, from the Rambam, the Achronim Medayik, from the Rambam, that's mashma, the tefillah happens when you get out of the water, not when you're in the water.
So he's tamei in the beginning and then he's tamei in the end, but we're just taking off all the tefillah, the tamei besides tamei for a truma.
Right.
Okay.
So
right.
Is that mayim shuvim pasul in the mikvah or is it?
What?
Is the mayim shuvim pasul?
No, because this hashaka klape regular tvila, we say that this is called the mikvah. It's still mayim shuvim, but you could put the mayim shuvim in. You allowed the member and the guest. Who's the guest? You're mayim shuvim. So he's gonna be. So you're gonna make tahara over here, but you're gonna remain mayim shuvim. If you're still mayim shuvim, this person submerged himself.
Let's see. Wait. Let's say 10 minutes. Put a little mayim. You put a little mayim kind. It'll spread out like in 5 minutes. A little bit.
Right.
Is it considered mayim
shuvim? No. No, if you can spread it out, then it's not a problem. You're gonna have to spread out your mayim shuvim. If you spread out your mayim shuvim, it's not a problem. Correct. Suffix. No. The chazaka was it was tamei. There was never a moment. We never knew for sure that he was gonna be tar. That's right. It's a suffix if he's coming. There's no. There's, we don't know Bechlau if he has something taking him out. The last thing we.
Suffix on his tara.
Right? On his tara of Truma. And this. He doesn't have a chazak on that. Okay. The Ritzvah Rabbeisa has a whole different pshat in this Gemara. The Ritva is a whole different mahalach, which is in certain ways much easier. The Ritva says what we're talking about over here is because the Yam HaGadol has a very high salt content. So when you pour water in, you're talking about pure water, and the water doesn't mix. And because it doesn't mix, therefore, it doesn't even become part of the Yam HaGadol. Says the Ritva, the reason Hashaka works is because we're together. But if we're separate, if you see me as a separate entity, it doesn't work. So if you'd mix a salt water mikveh and a fresh water mikveh, it won't work, Hashaka. Says the Ritva, therefore, if I have even the smallest pinky that is now touching the fresh water, I wasn't toivel. Loy also loy tvila at all. He has to change the gears in the Gemara. Because what does our Gemara say? Amar Rabbi Yudah, Amar Rav, Chavis Mleah Mayim Shenof Liyam Agadol, Atoivel Sham, Lo Isla Tzvila Chashin, L'Shloi Shalugim, Shloi B'Makom Echad. Says the Ritz, it doesn't have to be Shloi Shalugim. I just have to touch the regular water. No, it doesn't work at all. There's no Ashaka. What?
There's no Ashaka. It's still touching.
Yeah, but he's saying the side of Ashaka is because you see us as we're connecting. We're connected. We're not connected. There's a separation between us. There's a difference between us. You don't see us as the... That's what he says. He says that the only reason Ashaka works is because that connects us. But because there's a separation between us...
So what is he saying here? The Mayim Shuvim turns into rainwater when it touches?
That's number one.
According to the Ritva?
When you have regular fresh water touching rainwater, it turns it into rainwater.
Rainwater is fresh water. What do you mean?
I'm saying when you have Mayim Shuvim touching water,
correct. Right. Right. Correct. You're out of the mikveh if you're in that water. What'd you say? Right. You don't have to touch the good water. If they're still kissing, you don't have to touch the good water. If they're still touching, you don't have to touch it. According to the Ritva, the waters have to ki'ilu blend. You don't have to touch that water because once they blend, then it's all considered as if it's good water. You have the same problem. Yeah, same problem. The Ritva.
Yeah.
Yeah, the opposite way. Correct. So Rabbeisai, I just want to say that the Gemara is going to be a chiddush according to the Ritva because the Gemara says Dafka Yama Gadol. Dafka Yama Gadol, what does the Gemara say? Why? Dikoi Bekaima.
That's so sure. You say the water stays in its place, the water is not going to move.
Dikoi Bekaima. Abel Nahar Ba'al Maloy. What's the reason for Nahar Ba'al Maloy?
It's regular water, yeah.
So the reason is because the Nahar is not salt water?
Yeah.
So if you look, the Ritz is going to have to learn that pshat. The other Rishayim say, Rabbeinu Hananel says, Mefuris, some people have a girsa, because it moves. It moves.
It moves. So even if it's salt, it mixes.
See, even if it's salt, it's gonna
mix. Well, it doesn't have to be fresh water.
What?
Even if it's salt water, it's still gonna mix because it's moving. It doesn't have to be fresh water necessarily.
Rivers don't have salt. It doesn't exist. There's no such thing. So say a river doesn't have salt. What does he have to say? Because it moves, and it's not only a river. What's it called? What's a yam? A yam is a
sea.
The Kinneret's called a yam. Lake, lakes, lakes don't earn salt water. So why do you have to say Dafka River? Because it runs. Just. And a chanami, but what we're saying is that according to the Ritva, there's another nekuda of Yam HaGadol. It's salt water. This whole thing only is negated salt water. Moving, not moving, it doesn't make a difference. It's only salt water. So just say Yam HaGadol because it's salt water. It has nothing to do with running. Anything running is not salt water. Lakes are also not salt water. So just say anything that's not salt water. So maybe that's what he means by river. Maybe. But the other Rishayim says. And a chanami, so just say. Why do you have to say running, not running? It's not Nogea. The only Nogea is salt water, not salt water. So just saying it's not salt water. Say a lake. Why is he saying a river? Unless that's what he means by river.
every case with
what if you're in the river you're floating,
salt water. Every case with wine is not salt water.
Yeah, but there are cases that are still
salt water.
Yeah, lakes. Lakes are not salt water. So why doesn't he just say anything salt water, anything not salt water? It's not according to
salt water that's flooding like this.
Correct. So,
according
to
fresh water, which is still. So, fresh water, which is still.
Why did you just say?
According to the other Rishonim, it should say fresh water still. Yamagama shouldn't be
shown. A lake?
What?
And it should say lake.
According to the other, that's what it means. He's saying Dafki Yamagama because it's still. That's what it says. And a Hanami, you could have used yay, lake. That's not, but that's. But
lake is more still than the Yamagama.
That's fine, but the point is like this. Rabbi Yehuda Merav said Yamagama. So now, did he mean Dafka something similar to Yamagadol or not? If we're contrasting what he said, we should say Dafka Yamagadol and not what? And not what? So he's saying, could Rav Yehuda Merav also said a lake? Maybe. Why did he choose to say Yamagadol? Because he lived near the Yamagadol. I don't know. But when the Gemara is saying Dafka Yamagadol and not, according to the Ritva, it should have said, and not something that's not salt water. Because that's going to include everything. It's going to include rivers. That's going to include lakes. That's going to include. It's not rivers, though. It's not rivers. Here, I've always said, that's what we have tonight for. Let's go Vayter. We have to go Vayter. There's so much to do over here. We want to finish. We have to start the next mission tomorrow. This is the Gemara Vayter. Zok to Rashi, e'efshir v'shloisha lugin, lo gar sinon, can be gars e'efshir, da vade efshir, ela chayshinon l'shema, v'chayish, maybe the shloisha lugin stayed in one place. V'sefer de milsa mucha mishum de shema, hu darmina l'kaman time mishum de mukminun gar v'chazok. This is Rashi, it's got to be because of shema, because the Gemara says, de mukminun gar v'chazok. So it has to be shema. The Ritza says the riot from the Sefer is not such a raya, because maybe the Shema is Shema, he's being Taival Sham. Maybe we know for sure the water is going to stay in the same place. But how do I know that I was Taival in the place where the water was?
You see where the water is.
You can't see, according to Rashi, it's all the same water. You obviously spend more time in water than I do. To me, it's all the same.
Only difference I feel is whether you yell or mellow.
You can feel the difference until it hits your eyes or
not. Okay. Zok the Gemara Vayter. Says the Gemara. Tanya Nami Hachi. Chavis Mlea Yayin Shanafli Amagadol Atoival Sham. Abraisa also says this. Now the Gemara is a gears of yayin. Now we're talking about wine. Why is it toivel in yayin? Is that not going to work? Yoni, why is toivel there not going to work in yayin? Because yayin is not a mikvah. It's nothing to do with whether there's hashaka or not hashaka. It doesn't work because it's yayin. So what does it mean? Tanya nami hachi.
If it's hashaka, then we can say it's not. It doesn't work. Like we said in the Gemara beforehand, if we add wine to a mikvah, you can still tovel the mikvah because it doesn't add together. It doesn't have hashaka.
But we're saying over here being tovel in the yayin. You're tovel in the yayin. So for sure, lo also loy tvila. Because you weren't tovel in the yam bechlal. So Rashi bavorns this, I think. Tanya Nami Hachi says Rashi, Dechayshinon biyama gadol limashkin hanoiflim boy shein oidim bimkoimo. We're just coming to bring similarly that a liquid stays in the same place. In the first case, Rabbi Yehuda Merav was saying the water stays in the same place, and therefore what's going to be the problem? You're going to be Tamei Binogeya to what?
Truma.
Over here we're saying the wine stays in the same place, and you're going to be Tamei Binogeya to what? Everything. Your tefillah is not going to work. So that's the. It's not an identical thing according to that. The Fizeh, all the Achronim say that we can't be Gerus Shloisha Lugim in this Brisa, Tanya Nami Hochi. It says, Chavis Malaya Yayin, Shinaf Liamagoro. Tell Shalom Lasla Tvil Hashina, Shloisha Lugim Shuvim, Shloy Makamechat, Shloisha Lugim Shuvim. What does Shloisha Lugim Shuvim have to do with anything over here? If you're Tovel and Yayin?
No,
you go in Tar, and then you're Tovel and Yayin. There's no Mayim Shuvim here. It's Yayin. You're saying the Yayin is going to make you Tamei Lachuma? That's
Why does the Bryce also say Chayshin L'Shlosh Lugin Sheuvin?
Right.
What's Sheuvin?
Right. The whole thing. Sheuvim, Shlosh Lugin. This is wide. So the Achrenim say you have to change the Girsa. Some Rishayim change the Girsa from Yayin to Mayim. Tanya Namiyochi Chavis Malei Yayim. Before we're talking about Mayim. So over here's also Tanya Namiyochi. Change it to Mayim. Rashi says no. The Tanya Namiyochi is only concerning this aspect. But over here is Yayin, and before it's Mayim. Tosfos says before is Yayin, and here is Yayin. So there's many different Girsa changes. Either you change the first one into Yayin, change the second one into Mayim. Rashi leaves the first one Yayin, and the first one Mayim, and this one is Yayin. Chayshinan l'shloisha lugan shuvim shloyu b'makom echad. Now the Gemara says, v'chein kikor shel truma shenafel sham tamei. Also kikor shel truma, my v'chein, I might think that you would say, maybe it's only true by a person, because the person went in what? Tame. And he's coming out Tame. But a kikar that goes in, he went in Tar. The shaila is if he's going to come out Tame. Why is he going to come out Tame? Because something in the water was metamehim. We'll have to figure out what. By Yayim, we have to figure out what it is. Something in the water was metamehim. So therefore, it's only a suffix. So what would I say? Suffix, well, the person, because he went in Tameh, suffix, he'll come out still. Tameh, but by a kikor, if he went in tar, suffix, he should come out tar. Kamash malon. Shailiz, what's taka the kamash malon? That was such a good havam, you know. Why taka is the kikor Tameh? Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Chavis Malaya Yayin Garcina Mebraisa, Vahi Garcina Metoisefta. That's the gears in the Toisefta also. Vahim Kikor Shal Truma Shanafal Sham Acher Shetaval Zeva Allah. Rashi says the Kikor Truma is Nafal Sham after this person was Taval. This person, when he was Taval, what did he go in?
Tame.
He went in Tame. So if he was Taval in Yayin, did he become Tahar? No. What happened to the wine?
Became Tame.
The wine became Tame. What happens if you put the Kikor Truma after this person was Toivel there, what's going to happen to the Kikor Truma?
Tame.
It's going to become Tame. So why did the Kikor Truma become Tame?
Because he was there.
That's what Rashi says. Achar Shetaval Zeva Allah. He was Toivel, and then the Kikor was Toivel. Why do you need the Kikor after him? Why didn't you say the Kikor is Toivel in a different Yayin? Because the Kikor is Toivel in a different Yayin.
It wouldn't be Tame without him.
It wouldn't become Tame without him. No. Says Rashi, Tame, Shema Hayayin Oimed Bimkoima Vinitma Machmas HaAdam. The chazav etim es akikar, says the Gemara. My v'chein, says pshita. Kivin the chayish is the shema yain oim mekomi ikol lemeichos shenit ma'akikar. Why would the kikar be any different? Ma'ud the teima ava gav de lagami tvi'la chashina gabi kikar lo chashina da milsa sveika hi ikoy yain berduchte iloy. The gabi gavru darmino lo esla tvi'la uki gavra cheske v'utame haya tvi'la savik at the balatara at tami savik ahach uki chuma chazaka v'hi becheskes tahara kaima. So the question, that's what the Gemara says, the Havamina was, being that the Kikor went in Tar, it means Suffolk, it should come out. The Shaila is, what's Taka the Maskana? What Kamash Malon? Why is that? Why Taka no? So the reason is as follows. Perhaps you could say, Pshat is as follows. There's a concept in the Gemara in Ksubis, which is called, Cheskas Ha'eim Mahani Labas. Cheskas Ha'eim Mahani Labas means Cheskas Ha'eim Mahani Labas means that what happens if there's a suffix about a mother, whether or not she was Mizaneh. There's a child. Now that suffix is going to have repercussions to the child also, correct? Because if she was Mizaneh, the child is Mamzer. Now we want to pater her because she has what's called a Cheskas Kshera, Cheskas Kashrus. Now, the child was not yet born. Does the child have a cheskes kashrus? No. Doesn't have cheskes anything. So maybe we would think the mother is going to be mutter, but the child is going to be a suffix mamzer. Says the Gemara, this concept called Cheskas Ha'em Mahani Labas. Being that the suffix really originated in the mother, therefore, whatever we paskin about the mother, we're also going to paskin about the child. So perhaps we could say the same idea over here. What happened over here? This person was Toivo in the wine. We don't know if the place that he was Toivo was wine or water. If it's wine, then what's the din? Tame. And the wine's tame. Because of who? Because of him. So the wine being tame is going to depend on whether or not we discuss him being tame. Now, in the same place, you have a kikor being toivo. What's the shaila of the kikor? Based off the shaila of the man. So everything really comes back to the man. Over here also, perhaps, we would say, the kamashmalan of the Gemara is, that being that we paskind on the man, that this man is tame, because he has his chezkas tuma, the chezkas tuma of the man is going to also work on the kikar.
That's great, but by the bashi, he has no chazaka. This kikar has a chazaka's tuma.
So that's what you have to know. How does chezkas e mahani le bas work?
So here, here there's two sveikas. There there's only one, and then the
oh.
Here there's the man, and then maybe the let's say for sure we know he went through the yayin.
Good. Good, because the kikor wasn't one tvila. Over there, there was one maises nus. The one maises nus was negeya to who? The mother and the kid. Over here, there's two tvilas. They're not identical tvilas. It's not like they were toivel holding. It was toivel holding the kikor. He was toivel and the kikor was toivel. So therefore, maybe over here, you wouldn't say cheskin very good. So Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, I believe, says a different shot with this. We'll close. He says, inachanami. You're right. Meikar adin, really, it should be tar. There's a special chumrah of truma. We're extra machmir on truma. But over here, mishum truma, we're going to be machmir. That's why the Gemara speaks about truma. Why are we saying v'chein kikor shel truma? Anything can become tame. All food becomes tame. What's it nogeya food is tame? A person who's machmir to eat food with tahara won't be able to eat it. Truma becomes puzzle. Food that's tame doesn't become puzzle, but it's still nogeya. Why are we only speaking about kikor shel truma? Because it's a special chumra of truma and achanami. Really, the truma has a cheskas Tahar, and therefore would be good. We're going to be machpid. Here, Rabbi said, there's a lot to do in the Toisvasin. If anyone wants tonight, we could go through the Toisvasin together. We spoke about the ideas of the Toisvasin outside, the Ritzvah, the Ramban, all the Rishayim go together, but Bez HaShem B'li Neder, we're going to start the next Mishnah tomorrow.